With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Two local police services are teaming up to keep track of violent and repeat offenders. Windsor and LaSalle Police have created the Offender Management Unit. Windsor Police Inspector David DeLuca says having a dedicated unit will make a big difference.
They have a list of individuals, and they simply go out and check on their conditions. If they have conditions under house arrest, we'll attend the address, make sure the individual is in place. Many individuals have sureties.
The program's been online for 3 weeks, and since then, 14 compliance checks were conducted, leading to 8 arrests. Police in Chatham Kent have arrested a 55-year-old man on child pornography charges. The investigation began in November and resulted in an arrest on Saturday. The Chatham man is arrested with possessing, accessing, and making child pornography available. Police have not released his name. Ford Canada will delay the launch of electric vehicle production at its Oakville assembly plant. The automaker says retooling will go ahead this spring as planned, but the launch of those vehicles is being pushed back to 2027. It was supposed to start in 2025. Ford blamed a slowdown in global EV sales. Stellantis, however, is seeing an increase in plug-in hybrid vehicle sales despite an overall drop in first quarter 2024 figures. In the first 3 months of this year, Stellantis reported a 12% increase in plug-in hybrids, but overall sales were down 20% year-to-year. Sales of the Windsor-built Pacifica were down 40%, but for the Windsor-built Grand Caravan, they went up 1%. Housing sales took a dip in Windsor Essex in March. The local Realtors Association reported a 10.29% drop last month, the first monthly decline this year. Realtors helped 401 properties change hands. Spread out over the first quarter, sales are still up year to year by 2.56%. For baseball fans, it's officially the end of the line for the Oakland Athletics. With its lease expiring this year on the Oakland Coliseum and dismal attendance, the A's will leave the city it's called home since 1968 at the end of the season. The A's will play at least the next 3 seasons in Sacramento before its new Las Vegas stadium is ready. Also in sports, the Tigers are playing the second game of a doubleheader in New York against the Mets. They won game 1 6-3 to remain the only undefeated MLB team. The Blue Jays have the day off. In the NHL Thursday night, the Senators host the Panthers. Thursday night's weather, a few showers, windy and +3. For opening day Friday, cloudy with scattered showers, windy and up to 8. More clouds and 0 Friday night. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.